wait a minute.
I'm saying.
Live from the block, man.
All right, so Kanye West popped the question to his baby mama, Kim Kardashian, at San Francisco's AT&T Park, which he reportedly rented out specifically for the proposal. I'm sorry if I don't know, like, is that a baseball park? I'm sorry, I don't know what it is. Talk to me. Is it a football park, stadium?
What is it?
San Francisco's AT&T Park. Is that a football stadium?
Yeah, San Francisco Giants. Mm-hmm.
So how much would that cost? Well, if they're not using it.
Yeah, they're done. Okay. Giants are in the postseason.
Yep. All right. I actually thought that Kanye was not fooling with the Keeping Up with the Kardashian cameras. Remember, they were like, he's not going to be on the show and blah, blah. But apparently, E! Cameras were there to get every single one, every angle. Now, this will be Kim's third marriage. You know, they say the third one's a charm. So let's see how that works out for her. But how about this? Kanye West, Russ, what do you think about this? His Yeezus tour merchandise is raising some eyebrows because he's incorporating the Confederate flag. Mm. One design shows an image of the Grim Reaper cloaked in the flag. Another shirt shows a flag and a skull along with the words, quote, I ain't coming down. I don't know. You think that's...
There's a message that I'm sure he has to explain because I can't.
Okay. Meanwhile, we told you about Keisha Cole posting all the goodies her hubby, Booby, bought her for her birthday. What she didn't show us, though, was the tattoo of Booby's name on her shoulder that's been covered up.
Uh-oh.
With a butterfly.
Now, I heard rumors that Booby may have fathered a child or something like that. Is that accurate?
Well, they said Booby had a boo-boo.
Oh.
So, you know, but he did buy her a whole bunch of stuff for her birthday.
That's how you do.
I mean, but she could probably buy that stuff for herself, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
What, they married? She can use his money just as easily.
Gotcha.
Hey, we told you about Twitter going in on those ratchet pics Rihanna took at a mosque in Abu Dhabi. Mm-hmm.
Abu Dhabi.
Turns out the religious leaders there didn't like it either, and she was reportedly kicked off the mosque site for violating the moral codes of that holy site. Diddy launched Revolt TV yesterday with an intro from outside the home of the late Notorious B.I.G. Not sure how well that worked, though, because everybody I know was really tweeting, and he kept tweeting saying, hey, how do you like Revolt TV? And people were writing back, hey, watching this TLC joint.
Yeah.
Everybody was watching it, Crazy, Sexy, Cool on VH1.
We're going to get your review coming up in about 15 minutes.
Absolutely. Hey, what do you think about this? Vanilla Ice says he brought hip-hop to the mainstream. Do you think that's true?
No.
You know? No. He said his trick, I apologize.
Huh?
He said his track, Ice Ice Baby, was the first rap song to take the number one spot on pop charts.
That might be true.
But that's, well, yeah, so I don't know.
That might be true.
I don't know. Okay, he says it, and he also says his was the most sold rap record in the history of the world.
You know, you need to thank our old boss, Elroy Smith.
Oh, because Elroy loved him.
He was the one to put him on.
I remember.
In Dallas, Texas.
I remember.
Dude was kind of lying about where he was from.
Yeah, he was. But, you know, I remember seeing him on stage in South Dallas. First time, like, seeing him on stage, and, like, he wasn't really Vanilla Ice.
Right.
And Erykah Badu was there, too, and I was like, now everybody's like, what this white boy gonna do?
Right.
What is he gonna do? And I was like, oh.
You could dance.
Yeah. New on shelves today, DJ Khaled. I'm Afri, that's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com.